When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
637, 1067 FM, 1670 AM. So I am a member of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. That doesn't prevent me from criticizing them when I disagree with them, as you may have witnessed last week with Chairman Tate on the program. But I like Mike Tate, and I enjoy having him on, even when we get in a dust-up now and then. Well, he put out a statement yesterday that really upset the Wisconsin State Journal. As you know, the Wisconsin State Journal is owned by Lee Enterprises, which is an out-of-state firm that has a website that says, "Keep Lee Union Free." And honest to God, some of the worst human beings on earth work at the Wisconsin State Journal, including publisher William K. Johnston, editor John Smalley, smug, creepy Scott Milford, who's the editorial page editor, and then, of course, one of the absolute obnoxious asses of all time, Chris Dickert. I get them mixed up. Anyway, truly awful, awful people. So Chairman Tate put out this press release yesterday. The following is a statement of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Mike Tate condemning the firing of Major League Baseball arbitrator Shimon Das following his principled opposition to the labor action against Milwaukee Brewer MVP Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun was protected and is now playing with our beloved Brewers only because of collective bargaining rights fought for by people like Henry Aaron, Paul Molitor, and Robin Yount. These union rights are now under attack in Wisconsin by people like Scott Walker, who wouldn't even show up for opening day in 2011. After he tried to turn back the rights not just of ball players like Braun, but cops, firefighters, and teachers. We condemn the firing of the arbitrator who saw the justness of Ryan Braun's cause and hope that Major League Baseball and Scott Walker affirm the rights of its employees to bargain collectively. Oh, when Dick Cheney went to RFK Stadium and threw out the ball at the Nationals game, I've never heard more booing in my life. I don't think the Nazis got that level of booing in the Skokie Parade in Illinois years ago.
Dear.
All right. So this really upset Lee Enterprises, otherwise known as the Wisconsin State Journal. Party chairman swings, comma, misses. Is nothing sacred? Please, Mike Tate, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, leave the Brewers, especially slugger Ryan Braun, out of your messy recall election. Let us enjoy Milwaukee's boys of summer without partisan politics intruding. Thank you very much. Tate's latest goofy attempt to wrap himself and his political party in a Braun jersey is a strikeout. Tate, on Tuesday, issued an over-the-top press release condemning Major League Baseball for firing the arbitrator who overturned Braun's possible 50-day suspension for drug allegations. And by the way, it wasn't a 50-day suspension. It was a 50-game suspension. They may want to get that right. Tate writes, and of course I just read that. Just a couple bad hops to Tate's bobbling of Braun, they say. Governor Walker hasn't done anything to change collective bargaining for private sector workers, such as those who swing big bats for the Brew Crew. That's wrong. That's wrong. You just had that page up. Pull that page up you had up on here. That's wrong. David Minona, you're on WTDY.
Well, you know, I guess I would say that what do we expect? They're talking about big bats, and it's the Smalley Dickert group. So I just thought I'd leave you with that.
Well, that's perfectly sophomoric, but I'm happy to. Anytime anybody can kiss, anybody time somebody can kick. Oops, we're getting a little noise.
Perfectly sophomoric, but
we're getting a little. Something's going on here.
Turn down the radio.
Yeah, turn down the radio. I don't know what's going on there. Oh, okay, so back to this. Ask the people of Manitowoc Crane if they think Scott Walker's big contributors that went after their collective bargaining rights, if they don't think Scott Walker's cuts on state workers had an influence on what Manitowoc Crane did, or the Ashland Corporation, or even ask the workers at MG&E that had to fend off MG&E trying to bust their union. What world do these people in the Wisconsin State Journal live in? And by the way, here's what I would ask the editorial page of the Wisconsin State Journal. So, you think that Ryan Braun should have collective bargaining rights, but not the clerk at the DMV? Really? Nice you think so much of the people of the community you live in. I digress. Then they say, Braun is hardly a poster boy for the proletariat. He's deep into the 1% category of incomes the Tate's political party wants to punish. Really? I wasn't aware that Mike Tate wanted to punish Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun's contract with the Brewers will pay the slugger $14.5 million through 2020. Is that really the point? What somebody's salary is? We're talking about collective bargaining rights. So then they go on and say, Braun's suspension was overturned because of Major League Baseball's sloppy handling of the drug test sample and because Braun could afford a dream team of lawyers. The governor's absence from a ball game is hardly a cause for derision. This is at least Tate's third swing and a miss at the Braun storyline. You're out. What does that mean, you're out? What, should Mike Tate resign because they didn't like his press release on Ryan Braun? Really? I remember Chris Rickert emailing me, and he didn't like when I pointed out that Ryan Braun was protected because of collective bargaining rights. That was just too inconvenient for him to face that. Ryan Braun could hire all the attorneys he want, but the bottom line is the Major League Players Union is the one that made sure that there was someone sitting on that panel that represented something other than the owner's interests.
My friend, and the kids locked in the Capitol are fighting till the end. And we're not gonna break tonight, and we're not gonna bend. Some say the union's down, but I asked around, and everybody said, this is a union town, all down the line. This is a union town, all down
the line. 10 now before 7 o'clock. We have some incredible stories this morning. But right now we're talking about what the State Journal said about Mike Tate and collective bargaining for Major League Baseball players. So they say that because Ryan Braun makes a lot of money, that collective bargaining is really kind of a silly story. That he's hardly part of the proletariat. Then they go on to say that Scott Walker hasn't done anything to change collective bargaining for private sector workers. Not yet. Oh, we'll get to that a little later on. But doesn't the State Journal kind of leave themselves open to a little ridicule here. If they claim that, you know, the benchmark for someone having credibility on being part of the proletariat and collective bargaining, here's something you just have to understand. I think the average worker with AFSCME Council 24 makes in the mid-30s. I know that's far too much. What do they think of their own readers? Seriously, what are they, when people pick up the paper in the morning, in a community, this isn't a community that's uneducated. Even blue collar people read the newspaper. I know that's news to a lot of snobs, but this is a well informed community. And of course, we were better served when there was a little more competition in the news business than there is now. But what do they think? What do they think of the people that, what do they think of their readers that have taken this kind of hit? My great frustration in this recall campaign and this whole struggle is that the story of workers and the kind of hit they've taken just has not been told. And you know, there's a PPP poll coming out that was actually released yesterday afternoon that still shows Scott Walker with a 5-point lead. I don't know how valid that poll is. Nichols can read into it a little bit better than I can. But I have to tell you, the thing that I found most striking in that poll was they say that Republicans are more energized than Democrats right now. And there are a lot of people that are smarter than I am that are plotting the strategy, but I have to tell you, I think there are a lot of workers outstate that haven't been told the story of these state workers that make so little, and that there is a full-out assault on workers, and that, you know, the fact that we've missed it in our messaging to tie it all together, the assault on workers, whether they make a lot of money or they make a little money. Let me give you one more example before I take your call. 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Airline pilots used to be a union primarily made up of Republicans, because the Airline Pilots Association, they made good money. And they flew big planes, and many pilots came from a military background, so they were more likely to be Republican. What's happened with pilot salaries over the last 10 years? Why?
Drop the bomb.
Because they dropped the bomb. Dick, you're on WTDY.
You left out one guy over there that I really wish you'd have thrown in. Tom Still.
Well, he's not
the
there.
Ridiculous. Yeah, he's with the business part of it still.
Well, he doesn't work for the State Journal. They let him write columns, but he's not with the State Journal. He doesn't work for the State Journal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that this thing is just irrelevant about Ryan Braun. You know. Where do they get off with this? And again, you know, we're going to sit here and...
Keep Lee union free. That's where they get off.
Well...
They have a website, Keep Lee union free.
Okay. I guess they have the right to do that, but...
Right.
It just... They want to go back to the times before, you know, Kurt Flood challenged the things in the 60s. I mean, this is what they're all about. Let's, you know, take the whole country back to about 1950.
Well, I mean, can we get to the fact that Major League Baseball would fire someone because they didn't like his decision? I mean, that goes right to the heart of what employers can do. You know, He did his job, and they threw him out for doing his job.
Yeah, and I think that that's somewhat backed by the very top of Major League Baseball, and I'm talking about the commissioner.
Oh, you're talking about Dum Dum with the bad haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a fine piece of work.
Yep,
he's a fine piece of work. You know, we've set him up with a cushy office at the University of Wisconsin and a satellite dish so he can watch Major League Baseball while he writes his memoirs.
Harry Potter.
You're calling. T, you're on WTDY.
Yeah, I just want to say that Ryan Braun wouldn't be making the money to spend on his expensive lawyers if it wasn't for his union. That baseball players union is the strongest union in the world, and they make more money than all the other players unions because they're the strongest. And they also play in a taxpayer-subsidized stadium. So, you know, it isn't like there isn't any free market there on any part.
Well,
so, you know,
it's very interesting you say that because where was the one place that all the right-wing talk show hosts backed a tax hike in Wisconsin?
Yeah, on Miller Park.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And they built Miller Park, and so we subsidized, you know, his high wages. So don't, you know, he's just as much a part of this political, you know, gambit as anybody else. He wouldn't be, and that was the way they sold Miller Park, as they said they needed a new park so they could have more money to sign free agents or sign players like Braun.
Right.
So it was all political.
Well, everything is political. You're right. Their argument that the Brewers aren't political, the bottom line is the Brewers are political because the Brewers lobbied for that stadium. I mean, and who did they use to lobby for that stadium? They used Bob Uecker. They used
Henry Aaron.
And the Milwaukee talk show hosts came and set up their shows at the state capitol and broadcast from the state capitol. Now, look, I am
like that tool. That tool, Mark Belling, said that, you know, that people were calling in and saying, well, why are we spending so much money on the stadium? We need it for schools. And he said, oh, you know, baseball is more important to the community than the schools are.
Well, that's a absurd statement, but he makes a lot of absurd statements. Look, I supported Miller Park. I think Miller Park is very good for the state of Wisconsin. Not at the cost of other things, but I'm a big defender of Miller Park. And I think the Brewers are extremely important to this state. But to pretend that Ryan Braun's not playing baseball this year, I mean, think of the Brewers are having problems as it is. Think of what life would be like for the Milwaukee Brewers without Ryan Braun this year. He's playing baseball this year because of the Major League Players Union. That is indisputable. And the State Journal brought lawyers in there as well. Yeah, well, that's one of the other great targets of Major League Baseball, isn't it?